This is Colourful Radio.
It's Juju Henry Bonsu. The time is 9:24. It's The Breakfast Show.
Certainly is. And let's turn our attention to athletics now. Because I don't know if you were watching the news yesterday, Juju, but you might have seen that young woman, although some people don't think she's a woman, Caster Semenya, returning home to South Africa, getting welcomed by all and sundry, by thousands of people at Johannesburg Airport. And then the president himself, Jacob Zuma, saying that she's their golden girl. And then when she spoke
like that.
It was a bit of a shock.
However, it is a fantastic achievement. And let's see what happens, because so long as the high levels of testosterone in her system have occurred naturally and have not been induced in any way artificially, then people will say, well, she's a woman.
She's a woman.
With a high testosterone count.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it
is. You don't think she will be able to continue to run
I don't think so. Because, I mean, if she runs like a man and is quick, I mean, she's 18 years old doing 155, right? Mm. She could end up doing 151, 150, 149. And the best women in the world do 156, 57.
The best women in the world till now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to more conventional athletics now, because one of the highlights for me of the World Championships in Berlin, that 9 days of excellent quality performance, was to see the British men's 4x1 getting the bronze medal, anchored by Harry Akins Riti, or as some people call him, Harry AA. Let's welcome him to the Colourful Breakfast Show. Harry, good morning.
Hi, hello. You all right?
Yeah, very well indeed. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Okay, now have your feet come back to earth yet? Or are you still floating?
Of course. Being from an African family now, straight away I've you know, been doing the washing up, been helping out around the house, so I don't get treated any different.
Oh, really? I mean, they must be very, very proud of you. They must have given you extra fufu and jollof rice.
Of course. The food amounts have gone up, but at the same time, you know, my chores are still the same.
Now, tell us what it was like for you trying to chase down Asafa Powell in the 4x100 metres final leg.
You know, it's just one of these are the moments that you train for, you know, to be able to look back on and to say that, you know, you've made yourself proud and you've actually done well. It's just more so the fact that, you know, obviously Asafa Powell's a 9.7 runner. I'm just doing my best to do the team its justice and bring the team home. And in that, we got a medal.
And what was the whole experience like for you? Because you didn't get to actually get onto the track and actually compete till quite late into the tournament, and that must have been a bit frustrating though.
Yeah, it was just more so the fact that, you know, you have to put your working cap on because you got a job to do. You know, you're in an environment where you can so easily go off the rails because you're in Berlin, which is actually like a nice place to be, and just, you know, you just got to stay there, be calm, train, realise what you've got to do. And in anything, I'll be more inspired by the other performances by the team. You know, Jenny Medals getting her bronze medal, you know, Jessica Ennis getting her gold, Phillips getting his gold, and, you know, it inspired me to know, you know, I can go out there and, you know, do myself justice.
And it's been brilliant performances all round by the British team. But I was wondering if you ever get a sense, as, you know, black British athletes, that black fans of athletics there's a sense that, you know, we sometimes get more excited about what's going on with the Caribbean athletes. In this case, Jamaica completely smashed it. There was a Bajan athlete, Ryan Brathwaite, or Brathit, as we'd say in Barbados, who came through on top. Do you ever feel like that?
Sometimes, I must admit, you know, I remember racing at Crystal Palace, and suddenly out of nowhere, I'd never seen so many Jamaicans before in my life. But it's just, you know, I think people just staying true to their roots, as well as, you know, obviously if they've got British passport and they're British citizen, you know, you can't forget where you've come from. And I think a lot of people are trying to air that, but I'm pretty sure they're still behind us and still giving us their all, but at the same time, they're cheering on their home nation.
Brilliant. Well, in terms of Usain Bolt, did you get to meet him?
Oh yeah, I've met him many times. He's a very nice guy. He's actually pretty much down to earth. He's just a run-of-the-mill guy. He's really cool.
And And Harry, I mean, Usain's world record is now 9.58. I mean, Dwayne Chambers did the best for Britain this time round. I think he ran 10 flat in the final. It's quite some way behind. And then you're, at the moment, a little bit behind Dwayne Chambers. How do you motivate yourself and tell yourself that actually you can drop your personal best by 0.2, 0.3 seconds? Because that's a huge ask, isn't it? We're talking about 2 to 3 metres.
Yeah, well, you know, you know, never giving up and realising that, you know, I've won more or less same junior medals as Usain has. So, you know, the potential's there and I've got to believe that. And it's inspirational, as much as it is depressing at some point. It's inspirational to think that someone can do this. Like, you know, to be fair, the second time to him was 9.71, which is kind of unheard of. But yes, at the same time, you know, you've got to take it as slow as you can. You know, firstly, the aim is to get 10.0, and the aim is to break 10 seconds, and the aim is to break 9.9. You know, just take it as it comes, but just enjoy it as well. You know, I think that's the main thing, because as soon as it becomes a chore, you're not going to enjoy it. I think that's the case of everything.
There's no doubt about it. Usain has certainly changed the whole vibe around athletics at the moment. It's kind of buzzing. I personally thought it was the best championships that I've watched in a long, long time. And it's been really, really fun seeing the different athletes coming up with their own little sort of pre-race dance or whatever they're doing.
You know, Harry was doing that well before Usain. Harry, I've seen you, your antics on the start line, man. Believe me, you're auditioning for Strictly or something.
I do like to bust a move sometimes, you know.
He does.
I must admit, but it's just I'll keep that to myself for now.
Harry, can you have a word with Simeon? Because I'm not really feeling his thumbs up thing. It's a bit kind of Paul McCartney. it doesn't quite work. Give him some tips.
I'll be sure to mention that.
Cool. Brilliant.
And I'll be seeing him tomorrow, so I'll brilliant. Be sure to mention that.
You do tell him, and you know, we'll get him on the show as well at some point, and we'll tell him directly ourselves as well. But what's happening for you? I mean, what's coming up next? I mean, I know there are a few more Grand Prix out there. I think there's the Weltklasse in Zurich, or there are some other events coming up.
Yeah, I'm off to Zurich tomorrow to race on Friday. Mm-hmm. Come back on my birthday, which is Saturday. Woo. And then I race in Gateshead on Monday. So, and I think I've got a few meets after that, maybe in Italy and China.
Yeah. Well, will there be the 100 flat, or are you going to do 200? What are you going to do?
The relay as well in Zurich. The majority will be 100 metres.
Yeah, brilliant. How fast do you want to go before the end of the season? Do you reckon you can break 10 before the end
of
the season?
I'd like to run a PB if I could dip into the 10.0s. My PB is 10.10 at the moment, so if I could dip into the 10.0s, that'd be lovely. But you know, I think it's been pretty much a perfect season already, winning the European Under-23s and obviously getting my first senior medal. I've made a bit of history getting a medal at every age group there is, so it's awesome.
Well, Harry, thanks very much for coming on the show. You've done us proud. Congratulations on what you've done so far this season.
That's right. And happy birthday for Saturday.
Oh, thank you very much.
And don't forget
21.
What we said. Well, you're going to be 21. Oh, you got pure time, man. You got
baby.
Pure time. He's a baby. a very muscular baby.
Very tick baby, yeah.
Yeah, a tick baby. Harry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Bye-bye. Harry A.A. there, who did brilliantly in anchoring the British men's 4x100 metre team to a bronze in the World Athletics Championships in Berlin, Germany.
This is Colourful Radio.